From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama came away from his meeting at the White House with BP officials today to announce the oil giant is setting up a $20 billion fund to pay victims of the massive Gulf Coast oil spill. The fund will be administered by a third party, the president says, and go a long way toward helping those in the Gulf.
This $20 billion will provide substantial assurance that the claims people and businesses have will be honored.
In addition, the president said BP has agreed to suspend dividend payments to stockholders for the rest of the year and set up a $100 million fund to compensate unemployed oil rig workers. BP Chairman Carl Heinrich Svanberg attended the White House meeting and said his company is sorry for what happened.
I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to the American people on behalf of all the employees in BP.
BP has been working to contain the spill, which has resulted in hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil gushing into the Gulf. Kyrgyz troops are now patrolling the streets in the burned-out southern city of Osh as they try to maintain a fragile peace after days of ethnic rioting there. Fighting erupted between Kyrgyzstan's two main ethnic groups, the Uzbeks and the Kyrgyz, earlier this month, resulting in the worst violence in decades. NPR's David Green is in the former Soviet Republic.
I'm standing right now near sort of a makeshift camp near a government building. A lot of people, mostly women and children, who are trying to get out of southern Kyrgyzstan, make their way to the airport, and they're hoping not to be stranded there. They're hoping they can get a flight and get up to the capital, Bishkek, and perhaps get out of the country or stay there if they have relatives.
NPR's David Green. The fighting has left upwards of 200 people dead and caused tens of thousands of others to try to flee the country. Commerce Department says construction of single-family homes fell sharply in May. The decline came after the end of special federal tax incentives, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The government said housing starts fell 10% in May, dropping below 600,000 for the first time in 5 months. Builders broke ground on more multifamily housing units, but the increase was offset by a big drop in single-family home construction, which fell 17%. The decline seemed tied to the expiration of a special federal program giving new homeowners tax credits of up to $8,000 each. That program expired on April 30th. The housing market remains one of the weak links in the economic recovery. Mortgage rates are unusually low for those who qualify, but there's an oversupply of homes on the market, including a lot of foreclosure properties. And with unemployment stubbornly high, demand for new homes remains weak. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, stocks were essentially flat today as investors sought to analyze the effects of the BP decision. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 4 points. The Nasdaq gained a fraction of a point. The S&P 500 was down a fraction of a point today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A climate and energy bill being pushed in the Senate is facing a difficult road despite efforts by President Obama to push his clean energy agenda. Just a day after the president delivered his first ever address from the Oval Office, where he touched on the need to replace fossil fuels, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says his party remains unanimously opposed to the bill, referring to it as a national energy tax. Even one of the bill's likely supporters, North Dakota Senator Byron Dorgan, said he doesn't think the measure has the 60 votes needed to pass. Number of people who have enrolled in college and trade schools over the last 3 years has surged. That's according to new government data. Many of the new students are minorities. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has details.
From fall 2007 to fall 2008, the number of first-year full-time students attending post-secondary institutions surged by 144,000, a 6% increase, the biggest since 1968. Latino enrollment grew by an eye-opening 15%, followed by blacks 8% and Asians 6%. Researchers with the Pew Research Center who analyzed the data say increases in minority enrollment reflect three things: the nation's changing demographics, a 21% unemployment rate among 16 to 19-year-olds, but also a significant increase in the number of minority high school graduates. In October 2008, for example, the high school completion rate for Latinos was 70%, an all-time high. Community colleges saw an 11% spike in enrollment, in part because most minority students enroll in community college rather than four-year schools. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. The price of crude was up 73 cents a barrel to end the session at $77.67 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.